is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. Before we get to the NFL, don't knock those bowl games, by the way. Those schools really are excited to be going to these games.
And they'll play
They're
hard.
Really fun. They get a little gift bag when they go there, you know, and they'll be kind of the, you know, these bowl organizations really try to do a good job making it fun for the kids when they're there and the players, and giving them a little bit of swag and taking them on like excursions to things. It's kind of a cool experience. So don't knock it because you may not be interested in Central Michigan, San Diego State, but those teams are going to have fun.
And not only that, they'll probably have their full squads.
Yeah.
They don't have anyone dipping out to get ready for the draft.
Good point. That comes much later down the road. But you're right. So there'll be some nice college bowl games on, as well as some NFL. So let's do it. These are the games that matter. These are the games that don't. And we're going to start at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, where the Buccaneers are taking on the Houston Texans. Now, the Texans, you got to keep winning some games. You don't want Tennessee to take advantage of any slip-up that you may have over the next 2 weeks and steal that division for you, because they're going to be playing next week. So you win this game, lock it up, get it done. Tampa Bay is on a roll. They've actually won 4 in a row, and their offense is playing really well. Jameis Winston has got the number one passing attack in the NFL. He leads the NFL with 30 touchdown passes. However, he's also thrown 24 interceptions, and that also leads the league. I apologize. He's second in the NFL in passing touchdowns, so I want to make sure I give credit where credit is due. But he does lead the league in interceptions. This is important for Houston. It's a little important for Tampa Bay. They do want to finish with a winning record after a season that kind of went spiraled out of control for them. At one point, I think they were 2-6, but they've played well lately. Texans, get this win, get the division, move on, and beat Tampa Bay on the road. Very important game. So if you got a chance to settle in, watch it.
And this one, this one is like sneaky good.
It is sneaky good.
Because not only do you have everything that teams are playing for, the other component that I'm interested in watching is Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of game is he going to have? Because, we can have a tale of two cities. And honestly, we can have a tale of two halves with him as well. He could be totally stinking it up the first half and come back and be, the number one draft pick we all thought he would be in the second half, or vice versa.
Yeah,
so you have that to watch for too.
Jameis Winston's right now is like having that scientist in your building that can really can change the world, but he also can blow up the building, right? I mean, he's like, you don't know what you're getting with him. When he's good, he's really good. He throws nice passes, and he can move that offense. But when he's bad, holy cow, is he bad. He throws these balls that are just not only picked off, but zipped back the other way for touchdowns. It's just it's so back and forth with him. But he's entertaining, and that's a good game. Obviously, yep. Buffalo and New England is must watch. Very good game. Patriots offense still stagnant, never really caught on this season, still kind of blah, blah. Defense is very good. Bills defense is very good. And the Bills are rolling. I'm not kidding when I tell you this. Buffalo's had that season where I've been waiting for them to get the wheels to come off, and they haven't come off. Yeah, there was the loss to the Browns, but losing to the Ravens by one possession wasn't horrible. Losing to the Patriots by one possession hasn't been horrible. They got blown out by the Eagles, but they have a road win against the Steelers, a road win against the Cowboys. They are playing good football right now. I watched them from start to finish last Sunday. First time I've seen them in a complete game all year. I was impressed with their defense. It's no joke. They might pull this off. The fact that it's in Foxborough, I'll give the edge to the Patriots.
Right.
But this defense is no joke.
But,
they're real.
But if the Bills can steal one in Foxborough, my goodness. And that sets up a week 17 that, I'm uncertain who the Patriots and Bills are playing.
I looked it up. The Patriots will play the Dolphins and the Bills will play the Jets. So it'll go into some tiebreaker that Michael knows and I don't.
Let's have that. I want it to be a coin flip at the end.
Me too, right? Get it all the way down to the coin flip. The coin flip, and then watch the NFL.
The Bills go out and do your job this weekend.
Do your job. The Rams, they're taking on San Francisco. Do the Rams have a sliver of hope? Yes, but it's so small, it's not even worth really diving into. But for San Francisco, it matters. 11-3, they're in, but how in, right? Where are they?
They're the fifth seed right now.
Do they want to be? They want to stay at the fifth seed, or do they? You know, do they want to? You obviously get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Maybe take advantage of an off week by the Seahawks or an off week by the Saints, whatever it may be, or the Packers for that matter. So, yeah, it's important to them. It's not a five. If the Rams were really, you know, pushing for the playoffs, it would be a different type of game. But 8-6, it's the slimness of slims that they were to get in. But it's still an important contest. So this weekend's got some powerful games en route to shape the way we look at the AFC and NFC playoffs. Excellent stuff. But we get to Sunday, and this is where it gets a little different. Atlanta taking on Jacksonville. I said at the beginning of the season when the Falcons were falling apart that Dan Quinn was going to be out as the head coach of the Falcons, and I still believe that. I think in the end that he's going to be removed and the Falcons are going with a different voice. But do not deny what Atlanta has been doing in the second half of this season. They are 4-3, 5-9 overall, but 4-3, and playing better. They've beaten the Saints on the road. They've beaten the Niners on the road. They're home-facing a Jacksonville team that is just going to close out the season. The good news is, for Jacksonville, is that Gardner Minshew is still their quarterback, so you've got the funness of that. But what if Jacksonville might show up really early for this game? It's a 12 o'clock Central kickoff, 1 o'clock Eastern. They're going to show up at 11:55 thinking that the ball is going to be kicked off.
And not, only that, not only that, but I'm curious to watch the Jaguars play without the fear of being fined.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, missed a tackle? Cool. I get to keep my money. Yeah. It's all good. Yeah, but
that didn't cost me 10 grand.
I still think Dan Quinn is on the outs. I think a new voice is needed there, but they're playing well for him right now. And who knows? Arthur Blank doesn't seem the kind of knee-jerk reaction owner that we've seen in, you know, who own other teams in this league. Cleveland and Baltimore. This is another Lamar Jackson show, but the Browns did beat them early this season and looking for the sweep. What's the story with the Browns? Do people want to go or do people want to stay? I feel like the story is changing every single day.
Well, that's what we're going to watch for. I don't know if this game, how watchable this game is during the game, but it's definitely going to be watchable during the post-game press conferences.
Right.
That's more interested in, because if the Ravens take care of the Browns, are we going to get more of the same rhetoric that we've had the last couple of weeks where every Browns player wants to be traded? Are we going to have Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. looking across the sideline going, "Hey, Lamar, pick me.
And then only to come back later in midweek and go, "Oh, I didn't say that. I'm staying forever."
I didn't
mean any of that. When I said I want to leave Cleveland, I meant I don't really want to leave Cleveland. I mean, I just want to get away for the holidays. Yeah, this is still my home. Like, stop it with this. This story changes every single day. Browns players want to leave. No, they want to stay. No, they want to leave again when they lose. No, they want to stay. It's nuts.
Win again, are they all going to sign, like, 10-year extensions?
Exactly. How about that? If you're John Dorsey, start passing them out. Hey, guys. Thanks for the victory. Why don't you stay another for the rest of your career?
I know last win we had, I passed out cigars. This time it's
this
extensions.
One, exactly. Saints at the Titans, very important game for both teams. The Saints obviously same in position with San Francisco. They may have won their division, but there's some seeding here. They won't have to worry about somebody creeping in on them and pushing them down below. They are a division winner, but they could still play wild card weekend at home, and that's the key, right? You want that extra game. You want the bye week. And you want the games at the Superdome as much as you possibly can. So it's important for them. It's very important for Tennessee. They lose, they're not going to the playoffs. This is absolutely must win. Even, you know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, if they lose this game, even if Houston loses to Tampa Bay, it's going to come down to the Week 17. But I don't think the Titans own the tiebreaker over the Texans. They will split the series, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think the Titans own the tiebreaker over Houston if they finish the season tied.
And that's what they would do.
We'll get back to that one. Carolina at Indianapolis. Boy, this is sad. This could have been a really fun Cam Newton, Andrew Luck thing. It didn't turn out that way. Luck didn't even play, and Cam Newton is hurt. So you get Will Greer from West Virginia. This is the Carolina Panthers' new version of moving forward and figuring out who they have. Boy, the Colts have had a disappointing year. I don't want to use injuries as a big excuse because everybody deals with injuries. They're a banged up football team. They've lost four in a row and six of their last seven. I mean, they were 5-2 at one point, and everyone was talking about how Jacoby Brissett was taking over nicely for Andrew Luck in a season of kind of this turmoil when the quarterback retires like a week and a half before the start of the season. They responded well. They have not responded well since.
Well, that same conversation, you know, that you're having about Jacoby Brissett, we could say about Christian McCaffrey.
Right, sure.
I mean,
exactly,
he started
sure.
off, he was the front runner for the MVP after the first 2-3 games of the season.
So, you know what? If this is the only one you got, this is the one you can avoid. Sorry, this one's bad. All right, we'll do this one, and then we'll head into we'll get the rest coming up. Cincinnati at Miami. Whew. What can we say about Cincinnati versus Miami
that
hasn't already
been said?
We're
disappointed because, remember, weeks ago I had said I need these teams to both still be winless.
That's right. We wanted it so badly.
So we could see which team wanted the number one draft pick more, because it would be the first time we would actually see a game where the other team really wants the other team to win, where one team wants the other team to win. And we're not getting that because they both had to go out and get wins.
That's right. And we're not even getting them both at 1-13.
No,
we're
getting one at 1-13.
Yeah, we're getting one, which means this isn't even for like the top spot.
No.
Like this isn't even.
If the Bengals win,
they're still getting it.
They're still number one.
They'd still be number one going into week 17.
Yeah, Dolphins win. You got to hope, I guess, the Redskins win just so they can stay at number two.
Just a reminder, because the Bengals. Because the Bengals, we haven't talked about the Bengals very much this season. AJ Green hasn't played all year. Remember at the beginning of the season, they had that practice on that Dayton field and he got hurt?
Yeah, he's supposed to be back 6-7 weeks, right?
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but did we not think that this was a minor setback, that he would miss a couple of weeks? And he hasn't played the entire season.
The Bengals now, at some gonna point, sue Dayton.
Exactly. At some point did he go, I ain't coming back to this show. I'm still hurting, coach. I can't play anymore.
Don't even know who your quarterback is.
He lost a whole year to an injury people thought wasn't that big of a deal at the time.
You know, I still don't think the injury is that big of a deal.
I don't either. I kind of think he looked around and said, no way am I going out with this football team.
He might be going the Kawhi Leonard route.
No way. Coming up, the rest of the games in the NFL, what to watch and what not to watch. That's next on SB Nation AM.
Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. And if you need a last-minute gift, O'Reilly Auto Parts has you covered. Several options for gifts under $20. Digital tire gauge. I kind of need one of those. 21 multi-tool storage containers, even a universal backup camera. I definitely need one of those too. Or you can get professional quality power torque tool sets starting at just $19.99. And who doesn't love gift cards? You can even buy gifts online. Pick them up in the store. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We are continuing to look at the NFL schedule for week number 16 as we continue to look at the games that matter and the games that are just, you know, hey, we just got to play because that's the way the schedule says. All right, let's go to the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey for MetLife Stadium with the Jets taking on the Steelers. Dangerous game for the Steelers. I mean it. The Jets are playing better. They are 4-2 over their last six games. And the Steelers better be careful here because Delvin Hodges isn't playing all that well. Mason Rudolph doesn't play very well. And the Steelers can't afford to lose this game. It's a reunion with Le'Veon Bell. So I'm sure that's going to be played up as much as possible. But the Steelers have a road game against Baltimore next week. If you mess around here and lose to the Jets, do not get into that position where you're going to have to beat a Baltimore team. Now, Ravens may rest everybody, and good for them. But still, don't mess with fire. This is a very important game for the Steelers. And the Jets obviously playing for a little second-half pride on their way. This is important. It's about a 4, but given that the playoff implications could be affected by this game. The Steelers win, they'll hang on to that final wildcard spot for now. How about the Jets and the Washington Redskins? Have the Washington Redskins. Have the Giants decided who the quarterback's going to be yet?
Nope.
They're still going Daniel Jones taking reps with first teams. We'll see if we'll return from the high ankle sprain.
The latest and greatest, I mean, as far as the latest and greatest I've seen, is Jones still trending as the be the next quarterback or the starting quarterback.
Just let Eli close out the season.
Just let Jones sit for the rest of the season. He's your future.
Right.
I mean, how horrible would it be if you go out against a game against the Redskins and he has a career-threatening injury?
Right. And then Eli goes, well, I guess you're going to need me until I'm 42 now.
I guess I'm going to stick around so I could train another quarterback.
That's right. I'll be sticking around here for a few more years, training yet another guy to take my job. Well,
neither of them play. You know who the third guy is?
Who is the third guy on the Giants roster?
Alex Tanney.
Is it really?
Yes.
Who is that?
He played college football at Monmouth College.
Did he really?
Because, you know, if he gets into a game, you know it'll happen, right?
He'll do well.
Well, I don't know about that, but where's Kaepernick?
Oh, that's right. Where's Kaepernick?
So please, just let Eli play.
So much for that big workout. That didn't really result in anything. Detroit at Denver. Egad. Have you been seeing how many people are really supportive of Matt Patricia keeping his job, like opposing coaches saying what a good job he's doing despite the injuries and whatnot? Okay, I'll take their word for it. But they are riding a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 game losing skid.
Yeah.
The Broncos at one time were playing to avoid a losing season. That is now not going to happen. They are going to have a losing season yet
again. Nothing they can do about it.
There's nothing they can do about it. So just go with the flow. Some teams, seasons don't come together. But another game for Drew Lock in Denver for the Broncos. Avoid this at all costs. It's worthless. These are two bad football teams.
Will there be snow?
Maybe.
Because it'll be kind of fun to watch the Lions play in snow.
That would be kind of cool.
Because they don't play in weather.
That'd be nice if it was some snow. That'd be cool.
That makes the game watchable.
Chargers hosting Oakland. I got to be honest with you.
No. You said that wrong. Chargers on the road at home against Oakland.
That's right. I apologize because if there is a home field advantage for the Raiders, it's going to be playing this game in Los Angeles. I can't wait to see the sea of black and silver.
Oh, my God.
Silver and black.
I will pay anyone $1 if they find a blue jersey anywhere in that crowd.
I got to be honest with you. I can't wait for next season when they're in the big, big stadium, how many Raider fans are going to show up to dominate the big, big stadium, right?
All of them.
It's going to be they're going to have 9 home games.
Yeah. Chargers are going to have to go to a silent count.
We used to call it StubHub. Yeah, we used to call it StubHub Stadium. It's now called Dignity Health Sports Park.
You made that up.
I wish I did. The big one in Philadelphia, Dallas, and the Eagles, both teams 7-7. One of them is going to the playoffs. The other one is going to silk away an embarrassment as the season will crash down on top of their heads. Dak Prescott's got a hurt shoulder. Will it be a factor? You've got to tune in to find out. Will the Eagles be able to thwart a potential season sweep by the Cowboys? You'll have to tune in and find out. Tell me this is the Buck Aikman game. Next week?
Oh,
this weekend? Yes.
It has to be, right?
It's got
to
be. I thought they'd be Giants Redskins. So, I kid. Dallas and the Eagles. This is much watch. 5 on a 5 scale. Again, the winner's going to have control of that division. So, take it for what it is. I'm kind of leaning Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to win this one. I don't know. But I think the Eagles, that's my little bet. I think that injury is going to be bad for Dallas. But they'll still be able to run the ball. How about Arizona against Seattle?
That one actually could be fun.
This could be fun. Do you think Seattle's got to be very, very careful? Here comes Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is he's thrown for over 3,000 yards and ran for over 500. I guess that's pretty good, right, for your rookie season in the National Football League?
Just real quick, Buck Aikman, Dallas and Philadelphia. Right.
I figured that.
Yeah.
But that's good. Arizona at 4-9-1, but you know, can still be a little bit of a threat.
You know, this Seahawks game's gonna be fun to watch.
Out. It could be,
You know, it's one of Larry Fitzgerald's last two games, right?
Right. You think so?
I think he's done after.
I think this will be cool when Kyler Murray meets Russell Wilson and says, "Hey, thanks for this fantastic season." How did they do when they last played? 27-10 Seattle. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see how this rolls. Seahawks at 11-3, another one of those teams that's trying to hang on to the division lead, trying to hang on to the first round bye. So again, very important to them. It's not a five, but it's not a two either. It's probably about a 3.5 to a 4.
This is, you would say this has been a successful season for the Cardinals, right?
Yeah, I would. I would.
I mean, Cliff Kingsbury should be proud of himself for what he's accomplished this
season. Listen, they've got a fun young quarterback who's just going to grow. I think he's done fine. He runs good. He throws pretty good. 3,000 yards passing is nothing to sneeze at. It's been a good season for them. Wins will come. It'll come down the road. Kansas City at Chicago. The Chiefs at 10-4. The Bears, have they been officially eliminated yet at 7-7? I think they have.
I think the loss of the Packers eliminated them. The only team that has not been officially eliminated is the Rams.
So even in those scenarios like we played around with Cleveland the other day where it's like, here's 14 things that have to happen, that doesn't exist for the Bears. Well, they're not getting in at 9-7 if they were to win the next two games. The Chiefs have something to play for here still, maybe, with New England and Buffalo. If they were to tie the Patriots at 10-4, the Patriots were to lose, they would get the first round bye, right? They own the tiebreaker in a head-to-head matchup against the Patriots.
I think you're right.
Do they own the head-to-head matchup against the Bills? Have they played the Bills this year? I don't think so. So I don't know. Man, I'm just trying to find a reason for the Kansas City Chiefs to want to win this game badly. I'm trying to come up with one.
I think seeding is still in effect.
Right, seeding is still in effect.
I think that's it, though.
Right. Okay. Because Ravens have the number one seed, and they'll be fighting for the number two seed with the Patriots if the Patriots should lose. And they would know that going into the game because the Patriots play on Saturday. I'm fishing here. I'm fishing here, Ron. I'm trying to figure out a reason. All right? Then the Monday night game, and I lost my list. Who's playing Monday night?
Packers-Vikings.
Packers-Vikings. Oh, that's a classic. Watch. That's must-watch. That is must-watch. Those are the top two teams in the Central. And well, yeah, the North, which is the Central. What am I, 75 years old? The North. It's a must watch. It's 5-on-5. That's the stars of the game. So there you go, the NFL schedule, what to watch and what to avoid on SB Nation AM.